Blog Talk Radio.
Centric Radio. Hello, Luco and Tana and Joe? Jojo, right?
Joey.
Hello.
Is that Joe? Oh, I thought so. I pretty much memorize everybody's number, but, you know.
Hello.
Sometimes I don't. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Joe. Hello.
Hi, Luca. Hi, Joe. Hi, Judy.
Oh, that's not Joe.
Hello.
What's up, Tana?
Oh, my goodness. If you're in the chat room under guest, please make an account so we can welcome you. Otherwise, you get booted in, like, I'll give you 10 minutes. Anyway, welcome, Jason302. And hi, Chris Slaughter and goes on the phone and in the chat room. And Alana,
I'm
baby.
So cool.
I know, you're so cool, man, because you can be two places.
I can be on the phone and chat at the same time.
Certificate of retardation, even, like, that's even, like, retardation.
Do I get a sticker? I get a sticker.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, and Rojo. Hello, Rojo. I love you, Rojo. She's always so nice. She always says nice things to me. It's really cool.
I know. Rojo is great. I love Rojo. I don't even remember her real name. I just call her Rojo.
Rosemary. Her name's Rosemary.
Yeah.
Rosemary. Oh, Rosemary. So nice.
Yeah. Rojo just sounds cool, but she's always just so sweet and encouraging. It's really cool. And Rosemary.
She's the only one that ever agrees with me on anything.
I know, me too. Really?
I know. Like, everybody else would just ignore me, and she'd be that one friendly person that'd be like, yeah, Luke, you're right, or something like that.
I know. Hey, Alana, welcome, girl. How's your bae?
I was trying. It was good. Sometimes the flesh comes creeping.
Yeah.
But then you see it and you start to laugh.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, that's what it looks like. It's just so familiar. And I thought I would share with you a quick moment of the flesh creeping.
Sure.
Okay.
Love when flesh creeps.
I was, you know, suffering through yet another staff meeting. and a person who had not been particularly kind to me told me that they were going to move to Florida on April 30th.
Wow,
and I said, sure you are. Good luck with that. And I was like, oh, that's your flesh, honey.
Oh, dude. If you think that's your flesh.
I had to laugh. And I thought I would share that because just when you think that you're praying for everybody, it will pop up because it seems familiar and you slide back into it and you go, oh, my God, I'm going to have to come back and save you from her. So that was it. Everything else was, it was really groovy. I just kind of stayed in the groove and God allowed me to stay in the groove and it was a beautiful thing.
You guys know what I just realized?
What?
We have like a week until the 15th today.
I know, 7 days. I know.
I feel like I'm an idiot for just now kind of catching on to that because I bet everybody else was like on to that already. But I just like looked at my, I just looked at the clock and I was like, it's the 8th. And I was like, 8 plus 7 is 15. Oh, that's a week because 7 days is a week. It's retard class, okay? So yeah, basically.
Hey, who's area code 205 again? Who's that?
That's Katie.
Oh, Katie, I know it. I always, because I have her programmed in my phone under her name, so I never see her
number.
Oh,
okay.
Katie, it's Princess Katie on the phone.
Hey, Princess Katie, it's Princess Donna.
Hey, guys, I'm just listening. I'm driving right now, just wanted to call in. Just been watching videos today, and I'm just ready to go.
Amen.
All right, back to you, Judy.
So I am very happy right now because we are 7 days away from Blood Moon. Oh.
Blood.
The Blood Moons. I want to welcome
it's
them
Blood
to the
Moon.
It's a bloody mess, I tell you.
Lucian the Warlock has an ancient ritual planned for that evening.
I want to also welcome Kenneth. How'd your show go, Kenneth? It's good to see you. Come let us know. Tell us how it went. Chris Slaughter. Nick, Hari, Alana, of course, is in two places at once, so she's already glorified.
You get a sticker.
You get the sticker. Alana, here's your sticker. Ready? Put it on your forehead, or your right hand or your forehead. It's our mark, the retard mark.
Yeah.
Alana, I want to hear you laugh at that. That was funny. Okay, it wasn't
the laughter was muted. I was cracking up.
See, it's no fun when y'all mute yourself and then laugh.
It's the same laugh, though, babe.
It makes us feel awkward.
Nah. Well, there we go.
Hey, so let's see how. So, okay, I want to welcome Roro, Walk on Water Roman. Dude, I love his vids, and I really admire his faith because I try to walk on water. I really do. I'm telling you the truth. I've been trying to do it for years. My sister has a pool where she lives, and it's heated even in the winter, so we swim there. And we still try it. Like, I really do. I try to walk on the hot tub. I don't try to do it in the bathtub. It just seems like that's not real. And I think it should be, like, in a lake or a canal like he's doing. It seems more biblical. But
the middle
now,
of the
Roman,
ocean during a storm.
Yeah. I just think, and you know what? I think all of YouTube is rooting for him. Even though they might think he's foolish or ridiculous, I think deep inside everybody is rooting for him because if he can walk on water, wow. I mean, that would really encourage all of us, you know. But I'm still trying. I'm doing it with him. Just, Roman, I am. Really am. I am doing it with you. And it's going to happen. I tried to do it in Australia when we traveled. I was really into walking on water and stuff like that. So we would go to the Gold Coast and different places. I would try to do it. I did get the waves to obey me a couple times, and that was really fun. True, it's the true story. Hey, Rhea, welcome to chat. And Tana's in two places at once here. Tana, take the mark on your right hand or forehead.
Take the sticker, Tana.
I get a sticker. Mine glows in the dark. Yay.
Yep. Oh, hers is glow in the dark. That's cute. Oh, my gosh. Oh, the mark.
Joe? Joe, you better freaking tell what you just texted me.
No.
Joe, I will slap you if you don't open your mouth.
Ooh, those are awesome. Joe.
That's for later in the show, Luca.
Okay, okay. You're lucky I love you, or else I would beat you senseless right now. But all right, moving on.
Yeah, you guys, you know, this is a really close family. So, you know, we can do that. We can say what we just said, and Joe can say, no, I'm not going to do it. So cool. Awesome. Go, Joe. You tell Luca you're not doing it.
I love you, Luca.
I love you too, Joe.
I still love you, Luca, even though you're annoying me. Okay, so Keith is telling me that Roman wants to lead a healing session. So, okay, Roman. Roman walks on water, people. So I'm already saying he does because I believe he's going to. But so it's really on Roman's heart to lead a healing session for the church, so I'm really into this. But I'm going to ask my friend if he's listening. My friend Say Anything that was at the morning church with us. If you're, like, listening to this broadcast right now, you should hop in the chat room. Because, first of all, I told Luca what you said about his musical ability, and so Luca wants to chat with you. So Say Anything, if you're listening to this, we really want you to come into our evening service so Luca can talk to you about music, and you can be a part of the healing things. I know you're having, like, an issue with healing in your body. And anyway, so anyone that needs to be healed. Oh, 205 dropped. 205 dropped. Katie
that
dropped.
Katie.
Oh, well, you know, it's okay. She's in class. Mondays and Tuesdays, it's really hard for her. So, anywho, yeah, we can get this party started. Let's ask our pastor how he wants to do this whole thing. If you're on the line, you're on.
Roman and chat said he had a, I was going to say, Roman and chat said he had a vision of a blood moon and then a bride and a groom.
A blood moon
wow.
And then a bride and a groom. Whoa.
And a groom, that was a vision, yeah, he said.
Yeah, there was another vision what? I saw someone had where the red blood moon and there was the rapture at the same time. So I saw that in a video. So I had a vision today, Judy. I wanted to share a quick vision. Kind of out of the topic, yep. But I just kind of wanted to share it real quick. Okay, so the vision that the Lord gave me was, basically he showed us that we're on this big train, and it's going real, real fast. It's the rapture train, and it's jamming real fast. The rapture train is headed straight into the pearly gates of heaven. It's going as fast as it can. However, it does stop, and it makes emergency quick stops, so we load people on the train, and we let people off the train. The rapture train is RCC Church. So we're on the train. We stop. We get new members all the time. They're from all different walks of life. Some are Christians. Some are not Christians. Some don't even like the Lord. Some love the Lord. They get on the train. They walk through the train, and some of us decide to stay there. We have dinner on the train, and like the regular people and the regular people out there listening that listen all the time, we're all having dinner on the train. We're the ones that are staying on the train. We're going to ride it all the way into the pearly gates of heaven. And then there's people that get on the train, like I said, and they kind of see what it's like, and they may not like certain people in the RCC, and they don't like it or they're not happy, and then they leave, you know? And that's okay as well. And Jesus reminded me that he's the pastor, and when Jesus walked earth, he hung around hookers and sinners and all kinds of crazy people. You know, he was hanging around tax collectors, you know. So our RCC church is the same. We got all crazy different walks of life, people going through different things in their life. So, like, the Lord reminds me, it's just discern. Use your discernment. If there's people you don't like in RCC or things that you don't like what you're hearing, just discard it. Listen to what you feel you need to hear And God will tell you differently if it's not good, you know? And if you don't like someone or you don't like what someone's saying or whatever, just discard it, let it go. You know, Jesus heard a whole lot in his time, believe me. He would talk around some hardcore sinners, and they were saying all kinds of vile things. And he just listened to it, you know, and he didn't let it sway his walk with God. So the key is just let your walk be strong with the Lord. And if someone's in there that's bothering you in the chat room or whatever, let it go. Let it water off your back. Just always let things go. That's my motto in life. Let things go. Don't sweat the small stuff, and it's all small stuff, you know. And focus on staying on the train, because we're headed into the pearly gates of heaven soon. And we want to. Our goal at RCC is to get as many people on the train as possible. So we're going to have people that butt heads and different people that get on the train. But that's what I said. If it bothers you, let it go. And embrace the people that you're drawn to, because God's going to have you drawn to certain people on our rapture train to learn things from and to grow in your own walk. And people pair up, become friends, and that kind of thing, you know. So that's a good thing. So nothing should bother you in RCC, and all the stuff you like should encourage your walk with God. And it should be a place of just love and happiness. Just really enjoy yourself. Don't let anything get to you or bother you. Be happy. We're headed into the pearly gates of heaven, and that train is going so darn fast right now. We're headed right into the heavenly gates, and that's what I have to share. That's what the Lord told me to share. That's it.
Wow.
Thank you, Keith.
Yeah.
Keith, I say that at the beginning of each service here, because, see, this is the church. Jesus Christ is our pastor, okay? And everybody in this church is a leader, okay? If you haven't noticed the morning show, everybody's leading it now, because that's just the way God's doing the morning show. So turn it on, put everyone on the line, and away they go, okay? The evening show has a little bit more structure because, you know, someone has offered to step up to the plate and do that, which is me. Katie was doing it for a while, and she needed a little bit of a break, but it's fun. So anyway, you know, there's no one here this is Jesus Christ is our pastor, and he told me that not everyone's going to agree with everything. So a lot of people come and go because they get mad or offended because they think that you have to hold the opinion of Rapture Kitty or anyone in this church that has a YouTube channel. And they're like, well, if you're there, then it must be. No. There's many of us that don't agree on many things, but we agree on one thing, that the Lord is coming and that we love each other and we love his appearing. And that's why we've come together under one roof. We're actually a wide variety of people and ages. You know, we're everywhere. From what I know, we're everywhere from 5, because Stacy's daughter's 5 and she listens, and my kid's 10, and at 270. Okay, as far as I know, 70 is the peak, but there could be more. You know, I'm just saying we're all ages. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter male or female. We're communicating by the Spirit. We don't go by age. And, you know, but you know how when you're in traditional church, they set things up according to, oh, it's the singles group. Oh, it's the Mary's group. Oh, it's the, just ridiculous. Dividing people up based on silly things. But see, we're all together in one mush pot of love.
Amen.
And that's the way Jesus Christ would do it. You know, that's the way he would do it. So thank you, Keith, for saying that. Don't think that RCC represents Rapture Kitty. He used me to help get this thing started. You know, but if you notice, I wasn't even here in the first month. I just showed up here and there because it's not about me. It's not.
Yep.
It really isn't. It's really about Jesus Christ and us encouraging each other until we see the day appearing. And he told me specifically it's for the bride to call in and show him off and for him to show her off. Yeah, Keith, go ahead. Yeah. You have something?
Yeah, it's about the rapture train. That's what it's about. We're on that rapture train. That's one thing we all have in common. We're waiting for our soon rapture, which will happen at any time now. So we're excited and ready, and that's what it's about. That's about sharing. And, you know, there's not a lot of Christians out there and people in the world that believe in the rapture. Most don't. And even in the body of Christ, most don't. It takes a lot of faith. So we're here to encourage each other in faith and that the rapture is happening now, and share messages and all that exciting stuff, you know.
Yep.
Right.
I like the rapture. And you know what? Some people have to jump off the train, and they do. We see it. You know, we've seen some people just have to jump off because God tells them to jump off, and they do. So, and we don't care if you come and go, because it's like, this isn't like your regular church where we need your tithe and trying to build membership. I mean, come on, Jesus doesn't run things like that. I pay for these services, okay? Like, I mean, this is actually costing me money, you know, to have people yell at me and tell me they don't like this and that. If you don't like anything that goes on at Rapture Church services, please take it up with Jesus. And if you don't like my videos but you like the church, well, don't watch my videos. Just because God used me to start this thing, you know, you don't have to agree. I don't even like some of the things that God has made me say. You know, I don't totally agree with God. When he first tells me things, I got to be honest with you, I'm like, what? That's not right. And he was like, yeah, and here's why. And, you know, when he was – a lot of the things I've talked on, they're straight from God. They're not me making it up. You think I want to make a bunch of stuff up and get a bunch of –
But that's
okay,
why we
–
And that's why at RCC we encourage, like, anyone out there that's listening can call in, anyone that's in the chat room that wants to say something. Like, we totally, like, people don't realize how excited we get when someone new calls in or someone new. We want to hear, you know, what you think, what you feel, what's going on with God with you, what your messages are. We encourage all that. It's all about that. And I think Judy encourages that all the time. And it's pretty clear that it's about all the you know, the visions and dreams and all the stuff God shares with us. I mean, that's the exciting part. And we definitely encourage new people out there to share. Yeah.
Yes, we want you to call in, you know, and God, you know, you're free to talk. I mean, if you think they don't want to hear what I have to say because I know what they believe and my belief is so opposite, that's okay. If you're feeling drawn to RCC for whatever reason, you know, no one's here trying to convince you of anything either, okay? Jesus is not a manipulator. Like, he's the pastor. So Jesus just loves you, okay? And Jesus is announcing that he is coming, hence Rapture-centric church, okay? And if you're drawn here, it's because he drew you here, okay? But you might be drawn here and not really believe what we're doing, but something is drawing you and you can't explain it. That's supernatural. That's the Lord. And I've had that happen many times in my life where God has drawn me into situations that I was like, this is weird because it wasn't quote-unquote Christian, but he told me to go there. And I've always been blessed for following the Lord. So just God's out of the box. It's at the end of time now, so he's even more out of the box than normal. Don't you agree, Keith? I don't know. Anyone on the line agree with
yes,
that? I mean,
absolutely. Absolutely agree with that. Absolutely.
I've never seen him this far out of the box in my life. I mean, I can just tell you the things, he's blowing my mind. And I get offended when he tells me certain stuff because I can't believe that. I can't believe that Jesus was breakdancing to Michael Jackson in my son's vision. I mean, Jesus really is cool, you guys. I thought he only listened to Christian music. I'm not going to lie, okay? But when he told us and my son that we can worship to all music, because my son and I were having an issue because he didn't like the worship music, and so I wanted him to worship with me, and he was like, Mom, I don't like it. I'm like, oh, well, what do you like? And he would tell me the songs, that they weren't Christian, and then he said, but Mom, God told me that all songs he created are a gift from him, and we can worship to everything. There's no such thing as Christian music. That's what he told me. He told my son there's no such thing of Christian music. All music is from God. So then God started challenging me. I was kind of like, what? Because I can only worship to, like, Missy Edwards and Chris Tomlin and get all into God and, like, you know, get in this really deep meditative state from those. And then, boom, God straight told me, I want you to watch Katy Perry's video. And then I did, and I'm like, wow. He goes, see where I'm at in there? I said, wow. I made a video on that. And then he told me to watch Beyonce's Drunk in Love video. And I'm like, God, you're dirty. You're shady. How could you like this video? It's kind of like not the right kind of love. It's that kind of love, which, you know, is okay if you're married. But, like, and he was like, you can get drunk in my love. And he goes, I want you to listen to these words. These are from me. So, yeah, Gretto's right. He's saying God is a DJ. He really is a DJ. And when he was showing my son all the different breakdancing he was doing and all the different music he likes to dance to, not just breakdancing, but, like, he loves Michael Jackson's neck. He loves Jesus likes to rock out. He takes a microphone and kind of, like, moves around like Elvis is the only way to explain what my son's vision is. So, you know, it was huge for me because now I hardly, like, I listen to half and half. Half, you know, the old stuff that we call quote-unquote Christian and now the other stuff because now I can worship to everything. But it still blew my mind, okay? Things that he has told me, but this is the end of time, and so he's revealing these things. And he told me he doesn't like Christian clubs either. he's like, I don't like Christian clubs. Like he wants us to be in the world, just, you know, not having all of our separate little gigs. You know what I'm saying, you guys?
Yeah.
Definitely. Isolate ourselves. And so no one's seeing our light because all we do is hang out with each other. So anyway, let's get this party started. Okay, so Luco, oh my goodness. Okay, Luco, just be quiet, all right? I'm going to play your song. He did a very beautiful piano piece he sent me. And I just really want to, like, get started with it. And let's just throw up our thanks to our pastor and worship him. What's the title, Luco? I'm not seeing it. Okay, are you guys ready? He did this today. Here it goes. Let's worship Jesus. Luco's talent. Thank you,
hello,
Luco.
Family.
I know.
Beautiful.
Who's this?
This is Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Nick from Colorado.
Hey, Nick.
How are you? How's everybody?
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt. I didn't know if you guys were talking about something. I just wanted to say hello and that I'm here.
Hi. Hi. We were just listening to some music.
How'd you like that? Did you like Luco's music?
I did like it.
Me too.
I did.
Hey, I don't know if you guys remember Nick. I think most of you do. We're a small group here. And he's Joe's friend. I don't know if you guys remember
Nick.
Him calling
love
in.
You, Nick.
Yeah, we love you, Nick.
We love you, Nick.
Remember
love
him,
you, honey.
We love you guys. I love you guys, and I apologize. I kind of was having to move and do a few things, so I haven't been on in a few days, but I'm sure happy to be back.
Oh, thank you. Glad to have you.
Yeah, welcome back.
That's the only thing we don't allow, Nick. The only sin we have in the RCC is you have to listen every day. We're just teasing you.
We won't embarrass you or anything, but we might have to play telephone with you again if you don't mind. We might just have to, you know, build you up because we love you. And, you know, we might have to do that, just warning you.
Do what? I'm sorry.
Oh, sometimes we play a little game called, you know, telephone where we ask God what he's saying about you and we tell you all kinds of cool stuff.
I would love that.
Oh.
I've been going through some pretty rough times, and I'd love to just hear what everyone has to say, and if God's telling them anything that I could take into consideration, nothing would make me happier, to be honest with you.
Wonderful. Okay, well, we'll do that. This is nice. It's so nice to have Nick on the phone. It really is. Okay, so who's on the phone right now? We have Luco, Nick, Tana, Joe, Alana, Keith, Pat, and Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Hey, guys.
Love you, Leah.
Love you, too.
Leah. I actually went and took my phone off the table and took it off speaker just to say hi to you, Leah.
Oh, thank you. I feel so important now.
You are.
Yeah, I love Luco, but Luco knows that.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Guys, I actually have a question.
Oh, sure. You have a question? Yeah.
So, God's been telling all of us that basically he's coming and we are leaving and it's within the month is what everyone's been telling me, Joe, and I've heard a couple other people say the same thing. Now, if for some reason this month that does not happen, what is God telling us by it not happening when he says it's going to?
You know, our logic on that is basically God doesn't want us to think about the aftermath because it's like we'll cross that bridge when we get there. You know, God just wants us to believe him. And then if it
mm-hmm.
passes, he never, ever leaves us hanging. And so it's like even if for whatever reason the date did pass, it's not like we're like going to like freak out or anything because he's just going to keep showing us more stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the point, though, where we kind of have to be going now. Like, This isn't like December. I mean, you got the blood moon things. You got all this, like, Middle East stuff going on. Like, all this crazy stuff is, like, all falling into place simultaneously, you know? So, like I said, it's at the point where we there's no way, scripturally, that we can be here much longer, you know? So,
you got the hologram Pope happening, like, the 28th of April.
And what is that?
But supposedly the Pope is going to be broadcast as a hologram throughout the world on April 28th.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
I wonder what he's going to be talking about.
Wow.
The aliens!
That's another trick.
So, hey, Nick.
Yes, ma'am.
I was thinking that me and you and Joe could have, like, a three-way call, like, maybe after service, and we could talk more about the date thing, because I could talk to you more about that. I have a lot to say on it.
I would love that. And
I can tell that all of you have been, you know, talking and been in connection for so long, and I have just so many questions and so much going through my mind, and I almost feel rude. I don't want to be taking up the entire show with my questions, because obviously there's everyone involved, and I've been kind of holding back quite a bit just because I don't want to feel selfish and hog the whole show.
Yeah, well, you're not selfish, but yeah, I mean, let's do a call after the show, but you can still call and ask your questions, but the question you asked about the date, there's kind
uh-huh.
of more of an explanation I want to talk to you more about, because I don't know if you know the history of what happened to my son and different things that God's been doing, so I just want to spend some time with that. But no, you can always, this is an open format to ask questions, but that one could take a while to answer, and I just didn't want to, like, Luco gave you a really good answer and Tana too, but there's a little bit more to the date setting that God's doing with his bride, and I just wanted to explain it more where we have time, you know, because this is only 2 hours, and we want to get on telephone. Yeah.
Totally. Well, why don't you pick up where you left off? Because, like I said, I don't want to be the center of focus on this show, and I just love to keep on listening.
Yeah,
but you are the center. I was like, he is the center of focus of point right now, because we're going to play telephone on him right now, right, Judy?
Oh.
Yeah,
is that right? Or
let's do that. Yeah, let's play.
You can't get out of this one, Nick.
Honestly, last time that everyone went around and told me what God was saying about them, it brought me to tears.
Oh.
And so many of the things you said about me being such a loving, soft, kind person were just, like, so true. It shocked me that people that don't know me basically hit my personality right on the head.
Yep. Well, let's do this thing. Okay, church, if you're in the chat room, somebody can agree to read it. Anyone on the line want to read what chat is going to say to him? To Nick?
I can.
Is anyone in? Okay, who's
I
that?
Will.
Is that Tana?
Tana.
Okay. Tana, sure if you're giving you guys for Nick, use his name. And so, Laura, we thank you so much for Nick. We thank you for bringing him here. Yes, Alana says Nick equals sincerity.
Yep.
We thank you for Nick to us. And we're really blessed to have him here. So, Heaven, tell us what you're saying about Nick today. In Jesus' name.
I have something.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Nick,
yes.
Lean on me, my son.
I am always, they say, Nick, lean on me, my son. I am always there. Tell me everything. I know your heart, and I want your heart to be mine always.
And I have something, Nick. Nick, he says, you are special to me. You have my heart. And Luca just said, Nick, he said, you have pure faith. He said it twice. And I have, Nick, I have chosen you for some awesome purposes, my child. Little do you know. Be prepared to be a gallant warrior for me, my son. I love you. That's from Rosemary in chat. The other one's from Luca.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're waiting for more words. Hi, we're waiting for more words for you.
Okay, I'm sorry. My phone is breaking up a little bit.
Nick, Roman says, you have much planned for you from God. You have much planned for you. The things I have in store for you will blow you away, things you cannot imagine. I love you so much. You are mine. And then Ken from chat says, Nick, you are blessed, and you are okay. I love you.
I got a message from God. Nick, the message I got from God for you, God is basically showing me, like, some footsteps, and he's showing me that, he basically is telling you that, Nick, you just, I only teach my people one step at a time. And so he says, you know, someone that's in, you know, a college freshman cannot be a college graduate at the same time. God says that I will lead you one step at a time, and I'll reveal my knowledge to you, not to worry about having to understand it all too quickly right away. You know, he says that when it comes from God and what he teaches you directly, he will teach you one step at a time to where you'll get it all. And, you know, obviously people can help you answer questions and stuff, but as far as your walk with God, don't worry about that so much, because God's telling you, he'll lead you by the hand. Like he led all of us out here that know all this stuff, we've all been led one step at a time too. And he'll go as fast as you're ready to go and as slow as you're ready to go. He's always patient. That's one thing about the Lord, always patient. So that's the message.
Beautiful.
Nick, Alana in chat says, you have a pure, God says you have a pure heart. And Roman also said from God, Nick, your love makes me happy.
Oh,
Matt,
yes.
Birdies love you, Nick. The birdies love you. I know Leah's probably coming up with a word.
I know. Right, Tana, so good. I was, Tana, I was just thinking that. I was thinking we're going to get some page-long word from, we can move on until we get that, because Leah takes her time and writes it. Oh, good. They're extra loud, Grandma. Extra loud birdies tonight. She must be feeding them or something. I'll unmute you in a minute. That was actually hurting my ears. Okay, sweetheart. Okay, so Nick, we are so glad that you're here. We're just going to go on with the show, and if there any other word comes up for you, we'll share it with you. And I just want to pray for you, Nick. I pray, Lord, that you manifest your presence in Nick's body even during this, in Jesus' name. You would touch his senses with your glory and with your goodness, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay.
Amen.
That's my favorite prayer, because, like, you can talk all you want, but the way that people know that God is real is the power of God. And so I just like people to get touched. It's just, it makes you not have to say anything. Knocks you over, gives you butterflies or does something. It's just really fun. So I pray that he doesn't have to do it, but I always pray that he will, because it's really fun to get it from God. Do you guys agree?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's fun to go by faith, too. Don't get me wrong. Faith is really fun just to know it. But you know, God's here. It's wedding time. So he's very much flirting with the bride and tickling their five senses if asked. And taking you deeper into love, and it's just beautiful, so beautiful. What the final outpouring is this, he told little John, is total detachment from this world, detachment meaning just, you know, a lot of you are still going to have your jobs and doing the things that the Lord is calling, total detachment, you know, detaching from this reality. And then the other outpouring in this final hour is God's love, an outpouring of receiving the Father's love to you before he marries you and takes his bride. And he really is dishing out more than he ever has. I've been saved for 28 years, and I've never been sitting under this much glory of love in the last 136 days. And he told my son that's what he's doing in this final hour. So I'm kind of excited. We all welcome Say Anything to the chat room. Everyone say hi to Say Anything. We're so glad you're here. In the morning, too. I'm glad you stopped by, because we love you. Anyway, so Roman is super duper 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 excited, because God really put it on his heart, the healing thing. So go ahead, Roman, tell me how you want to
make one.
So if Roman's in chat and he can tell me how he wants to do it, or do you know, Keith, how he wants to do it?
Well, we haven't really decided. I just think that I just told him to kind of type it out and then that you would read it for him. You know, because I do think it's, like, it's important, kind of God shared with me that, I mean, he's anointed. Roman is anointing means he's got the power of God on him for the gift of healing. He also has the gift of faith, which is pretty clear. So, you know, I really want him, and God kind of told me he wants Roman to do it. I was like, yeah, that's what I want, too. So Roman's going to type it out, and then Judy can read it so everyone will know it's coming from Roman, though. And, you know, because he can't call in because he's in the UK, but we can still feel that anointing and everything. So that's why I think it would be great to, I just so much want him to do a little service at our church because he's so anointed. You know, everyone's anointed in one thing or the other. You know, but he's anointed with healing, so.
He says, I told you in the private comments, but just let the spirits flow. Make it messy. Focus on one person at a time. Pray in tongues, whatever you want.
Okay.
Okay, so are we just going to pick one person? Okay, is that what you want to do, Roman? Say yes or no. Because your private comment, like, your private comment already left. Like, they go away. So
make it messy. Spirit flow. Make it real.
Roman, tell us right now how you want to do it. It'd be easier if you called in, but since you can't, I'm just going to sit here and wait. So spirit flow, make it messy, pray in tongues. Okay, so let's go one person at a time. And then don't stop until the person feels. Okay. So let's choose our first victim. Let's choose anything, because I know he is having a health issue he has to pray for at the early service. So let's start with him. Let's pick on him. So what do you want to do now, Roman? Don't do it in private message, though. Do it in the public so we can all agree together, Roman. Do it, like, in the public part. Roman, like, a phone card so we can call in and do it. Because what Keith said is true. He's super anointed for this. It's kind of like Luco's anointed to teach you how to hear from God. God puts different anointings on people, and it's really precious. Can we all heal? Yes, we're all healers. Does he sometimes put an extra portion of a teaching anointing, healing anointing on people? Yes, he does that too. So, all right, so Roman is guiding us now. Roman says, everyone, just don't stop. Pray over, say anything. And say anything says he's ready. So Roman says, keep going till that person feels good. Okay, everybody, so let's do that. I think I want to do a song while we're all praying for say anything. What do you think? Does that sound like a plan?
Yep, fine.
You guys want to?
Yeah.
Does that sound good? We do a song? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna pick a song here. While we're doing that, Does anyone have a recommendation? Oh, I know. Okay, this is the one. This is gonna be his healing song. Here we go. Journey.
Lying. Thank you.
We are having a lot of prayers in the chat room. So, Roman, we will be doing until I'm letting you lead this, Roman, touch with us. If you're on the line right now, just go ahead and offer up a prayer. But if you've written it in chat, don't worry about it because we can see it in chat. So everybody's unmuted. We're praying for Say to be healed. Say Anything is his chat name. He's having some body. Okay, Roman.
Did he say what was wrong, Judy?
No, he didn't share what it is, but it's pretty serious, apparently. That's what he said.
Okay.
Roman said I'm going to lead it, but he'll tell me the things to say. Okay,
perfect.
Roman.
Perfect.
We're working on Say Anything, Rojo. And if you're on the line and you have a prayer, please say it. Speak it out.
I'll start
Lord
off.
Jesus,
say,
go ahead.
What's his name, Judy? Just Say?
Say. You can call him Say. Say Anything is his username, but Say, whatever.
Go, Pat. Love.
Lord Jesus, take in your arms this beautiful soul, Say Anything, and just press this person to your heart and let him feel all your love and healing. Cover him with your precious blood. Hide him in your holy wounds. And just by your stripes we are healed, Lord Jesus. You paid the price for everything, so we claim that blessing. We believe what you said, and in simple faith as a child, we apply everything, and we agree as a family, so we're two or more are gathered. So we just ask you to hold this precious soul in your arms and let them feel your love just flow right through them. Let your healing flow right through this dear, dear child of yours. And grant healing, Lord Jesus, as you said you would grant healing. By your stripes we are healed. So, Lord Jesus, please, dear love, heal this beautiful child of yours. In thy name, Jesus, we pray, the name above all names. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Father.
No.
Lord, we hold up this guy, Lord, Say, and we scan his body, Lord. We look at his body, Lord, and we see what's wrong with it. And we in your name, Lord, we cast it out. And it must leave. If the word says, cast anything out, Jesus' name, I'll do anything. And Lord, we know that you said whatever we ask for, you will do. So we're claiming boldly in Jesus' name that any problem in his body, it has to go. It comes from the enemy. We already know that. And we know the enemy is already defeated. So we laugh the enemy off. We get him, move him away. And we pull him out of the body. And we know, Jesus, that you are already, like Pat said, we already know you already healed us. By your stripes, we are already healed. So what does that mean, Lord? Well, that means that we know that means that the healing is already in the spiritual realm, Lord, and we bring it down into the physical realm by faith. And we all have faith. Every one of us has faith right now that he will be healed right now and that he will either, one, heal up instantly, or two, he will get better and better day by day. In fact, we know it will happen because the word says, by Jesus' stripes, we are healed. And if we operate in faith, that's the light switch. That's the electricity that activates that. And Lord, we're operating in faith. The enemy cannot cause any doubt or any problem in our life because we go by the word, and the word is pretty clear. The word says that the enemy's been defeated and nothing will harm you. So nothing will harm his body anymore. We plead the love of Christ. Say is also who we are in Christ, Lord. We have the body and love of Christ in us. Say has got the love of Christ in him. He's got the love of Christ all in his body, and joy of Christ, and the peace of Christ. And he's sitting on the right-hand throne of God. We're a co-heir of Christ and heir of God. Christ died for our sin, sickness, and our death. We're an ambassador of God. We're new creations. So we're all these things, and we stand at the right hand of God in Jesus, as we have a right to, that we are children of God, that we will be healed, and he will be healed. We pour the love of Jesus from the cross all over him, and we ask that you, Jesus, that you show up right now, so he can see you, and you hold his hand and comfort him. We know, Lord, we just thank you. We love you so much. We love you, Jesus. We love you. We love you. We love you, Jesus, so much. We know that you want him to be healed more than he wants to be healed. And that all he has to do is say, I am healed, and stand on that. We all stand on it. We love you so much, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, Jesus. Amen. Name, like Keith, I agree with Pat.
I agree.
Okay.
Father, we thank you, and we just all stand in agreement for this wonderful and magnificent healing, and we know that he is feeling it in his body right now. He's believing it by faith. He's taking it into him, mind, body, and soul, Father. And we pray that his faith would be strengthened so that he would know how much you love him, to take his sickness for him, to heal him so long ago. He would not have any more. Father God, we thank you for that sacrifice that you have given him and every one of us, in giving us the knowledge to know that we are, in fact, healed, and all we have to do is just believe it. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Roman. Oh, no, I was just saying amen, Roman. I was saying amen because you said my name. So, anyway, you guys, we're doing the show in the chat room and on the air. Sorry if you don't get it, but we're a lot of takes in the chat room. So, okay, so are we ready to – is that it, Roman, or do we do anything more? I believe all the prayers. I believe God is touching him, and I believe we're going to have a testimony in God's timing. And I'm sure Say will get on that. So,
I mean, ask Roman if he should put his hand on his body, because usually Roman has them put the hand on their body, and then he calls it, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if he wants to do that.
Hey, yeah, Roman. Can you answer that, sweetheart?
Usually
Roman
says, I'll explain it. Roman usually says, like, put your hand on the area that needs to be healed, and then he does his little whatever anointed prayer with God, and then it'll get warmer and warmer and warmer, and then they'll feel like the power of God. So Roman, let him know if he should put his hand on that part of the body, whatever, you know, because we could all do that at one time.
Hey, Roman. Keep going for 5 more minutes. So we're going to go till 4:35 and say anything saying it's already warm. So that's cool.
Ooh.
So right on, right on.
Hey, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, increase your power, increase your power, increase your power, and say.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we thank you that our flesh and Satan's flesh is crucified on the cross of your flesh. Because of the resurrection of the dead, we are new creations in Christ Jesus. Say anything. It's a new creation in Christ Jesus because of your resurrection after 3 days. Thank you, Jesus. All your stripes be healed, Jesus. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to put on – Roman's telling me to put on a song. Is that what you're saying, Roman? Put on a song? Because your spelling sometimes messes with me.
Song. Yes, put on a song.
And then make it messy. Okay, I'm gonna play healing. I love this. I wish he would be on the phone, but this is okay, you guys. We have time for this. You know what? We have time.
Song.
If we go on one person, wonderful. We have plenty of time.
I think
okay.
It's your duty to be able to do it from the chat room like he's doing. I think it's a cool thing.
Actually, I think so too. I think so too. This is wonderful. Okay, I'm gonna play a healing song. I'm gonna pray in tongues and stuff like that. Here we go. I'm gonna declare that he is forever young in his body. Apparently, his body has a lot of sickness, and we're just gonna declare that it's forever young today. Now, healed.
watching the sky, hoping for the best but expecting the worst. Are you gonna drop the bomb or not? Let us die young or let us live forever. We don't have the power but we never say never. Sitting in a sandpit, life is a short trip. The music for the sad man. Can you imagine when the night is won? Turn our golden faces into the sun. Raising our leaders, we're getting in tune. The music played by the madman.
Thank you, Jesus. Roman, every illness is gone. It's been 5 minutes, and it's been touched, and it will continue. A lot of times the healing will manifest. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to manifest this second, but it'll continue because Lord knows he just got a bunch of prayers from a very powerful church. So,
amen.
I'm just going to get the okay for women here. I just want to get the okay. I like what Joe Gretto said. He said the pain will be replaced by the warmth of our Lord's love, tingly warm, more power than we can understand, just like his love for you is. That's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Say anything, says thank you.
Thank you, Roman. That was wonderful. Great job.
Thanks,
thank you, Roman. Thank you,
Roman. Thank you, Roman.
Roman's feeling a really strong anointing. That's awesome. So, Roman, do you want to continue to pray for another person's health? We can make this whole service about healing.
I thought it was so amazing, like I wanted to say real quick. I thought it was, like, when I watched Roman's video where he tried to walk on water and then he didn't, like, in my mind I would have said, like, gosh, I failed. And he said, I actually succeeded because it was an attempt, it was a further attempt in faith. I thought that was so profound. Wow.
Amen.
Okay, Roman says we can move on to Keith. Keith, can we do it to you now, sweetheart?
Oh, yes, I would love it, love it, love it. I want extra portions, please.
Okay, anyway, we're moving on to Keith. Thank you, Say Anything. Keep us posted about how you're feeling and stuff, okay? We really love you and stick around. Okay, so, yeah. So, Keith, do you want to tell anyone about what you're struggling with? An overall healing. You don't always have to talk about it, but if you want, you can.
Yeah, 4 years ago, I breathed some mold into my lungs from my old apartment complex, and that caused a respiratory problem. But mostly it caused allergies to everything. Like, I can only eat, like, four different foods. I'm allergic to all medicines, mostly all herbs and that kind of stuff. So I did take oregano oil, and it did get my breathing. I couldn't breathe 2 years ago. Like, I couldn't breathe, and the doctors couldn't help me, and that was, like, I thought I was going to die 3 years ago, 2 years ago, you know. And then I took oregano oil from the Bible, and drop by drop, day by day, it got better, and it healed the entire breathing issue. Praise God. But the fungus has gotten to my digestive tract last year, and it set itself up for a parasite issue. Many people have parasites in their body. It's not a big deal, but when they get out of control, it can be a big deal. So they kind of, they're eating all my nutrients and taking all my energy, and I don't have strength to get through my day. And then the fungus is preventing me from taking things that I can wipe them out. So we need to get rid of parasites and fungus. We all know they're not of God, so we need to get rid of those things and bring in my healing, and I'm ready for it. I know with everybody's love and the RCC, I'm going to get my healing in Jesus most of all.
Amen.
All right.
Okay. Strong.
Fred, he feels like God is telling him that we all need to say we agree now that Keith will be healed.
We agree.
Okay.
We agree.
We agree.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much.
Jesus, we offer your passion, death, and resurrection and ascension, everything that you have suffered through life, everything you have offered and given to us, every teaching, every word, every heartbeat, every breath, Jesus, that we apply all the merits, we offer them all to the eternal loving Father, your blood, your wounds, everything, Jesus, everything you gave us, by your stripes we are healed, and we ask you to just, we apply this, everything, all your merits to the healing of our precious brother Keith, who loves you with all his heart, Jesus. Grant him healing, get rid of all this in his body that is just tormenting him. We bind the enemy in any way that he comes against our precious brother Keith, and we bind him. We just, Satan, get out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Get out right now. You don't belong bothering him. Just take everything, all your wretchedness with you. We cover Keith with the precious blood and holy wounds of our Lord and Savior and healer, divine physician, Jesus Christ. By his stripes we are healed. So, Satan, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, get away. Go away, and don't you dare return. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. We claim healing. Amen.
Thank
amen.
You.
Amen. I agree. Amen. Hold on. Roman wants me to ask you, Keith. He wants me to ask you, do you believe Jesus Christ can heal you?
I not only believe he can heal me, I expect him to heal me because that's what he died for me for. I'm thanking him for it, yes. Happy about it.
I knew your answer would be yes. Healing. Obeying Roman. I'm sorry, Tana. Were you praying? Can you pray now? I just didn't want to forget what Roman wanted me to ask him. Anyone that's on the line can pray. The line's open.
I agree in the healing. I agree that Keith is healed already. It's not like he's waiting for his healing. He has his healing.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, he is healed. Thank you, Jesus. This is just extra added. And as Roman says, in his stomach now fire all over, in his lungs fire now, in his intestines fire all over his body, fire. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Keith. Thank you that Keith is healed. Thank you that you have healed Keith and heard our prayers and answered our prayers. You are the great healer. You are the amazing healer. Thank you that your spirit is flowing through Roman to heal Keith and flowing through all of us that Keith is healed, has been healed by your stripes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Keith is healed. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, Keith is healed. Jesus, we lose healing and curse upon Keith. In Jesus' name, perfect breathing has been loosed upon Keith. In Jesus' name, Keith, we lose perfect eating, that Keith can eat everything in Jesus' name that he wants. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I agree.
Okay, and so Roman's saying, in his stomach, now fire all over. In his lungs, fire now. In his intestines, fire all over his body. Fire. And everyone's agreeing, fire, purifying fire, healing, reading the chat room. And we all agree on the line with this. I know we do.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Jesus' name, we
I agree. Can feel some fire. I feel some fire. I got over my intestines right now, and I feel a hot coal on there.
Great.
In Jesus' name, we throw Holy
Jesus'
Spirit
name,
fire.
We proclaim healing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We'll purify fire over Keith.
Thank you for healing us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We throw
Jesus.
Healing fire in your lungs, Keith. In Jesus' name, we throw healing fire in your intestines, Keith. In Jesus' name, we throw healing fire in your stomach, Keith. In Jesus' name, we throw healing fire all over your body from the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for healing me. I feel like a clear energy is kind of going through my body. It's like a blue energy that I see. It's real light. It's like a cool energy. Very calm. It's a peaceful
Jesus
energy.
Jesus said he heals. Yeah, Jesus said he heals. So we have to believe. We believe he heals. He said that he heals. So we believe. We claim that. His healing. He said so. We believe it. And we claim it for you. And everyone else who needs healing. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
And there ain't nothing too big for Jesus. He can heal it all.
Nothing. He's God.
Yep. Jesus healed all and everyone that came in his path. I always read that in the Bible. He healed all people and everyone that wanted healing. They got healed.
Picture yourself just touching the hem of his garment and saying, Jesus, heal me. Go back to his now. He said he sees time in all one glance. So go back to him in spirit and just be on your knees and reach out, and just like that woman did who had that issue and she was cured. Just picture yourself touching his garment and saying, Jesus, heal me.
Jesus, heal me.
Go back right back to his time and say, Jesus, heal me.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me. I'm going to touch his garment.
how glorious that is.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I'm touching his hand and he's glowing.
Yes. Just put yourself right in his time, right in his time when he lived. He said, we can do that. Because he says, visit me back in my Gospels. So just be touching him and asking him for healing.
I like that, Pat. Thank you. So Pat and I are,
no, this is
wearing,
real.
Pat and I are wearing sandals and we're standing in the desert and we see Jesus right before us and we're running after him.
No.
We're going to get our healing right
just
now.
Just grab onto him. Grab on his arm. Grab on his ankles. Grab his hand and just say, please heal me.
Please heal me, Lord.
You're one of the people
right
in
now.
His time that he's healing.
It's so cool. We're right here grabbing you right now. Thank
and
you.
Now thank him for your healing because you are healed.
Thank you for healing me.
Jesus, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
You said, Lord God, and we believe you. It's as simple as that. You said, and we believe, and we claim it.
I claim it right now. Thank you, Lord, for my healing. Thank you that my body is totally healed. Thank you that I feel great, and I can wake up every morning and have energy and strength. And just be like anyone else, just go through my day, feeling normal, and it's, all of it's gone, and it was just gone so easily, Lord Jesus. I know you can do everything and anything.
Amen.
Amazing. I don't want to let go, Pat. We have to let go.
You don't have to let go. You don't have to let go. Just put him in your heart and be holding his hand the whole time. He won't let you go. He won't let any of us go. And he doesn't want to let go more than we don't want to let go. Because he's crazy about all of us.
That makes me cry.
Yes, I was crying because he wants us to do that, to go back to his time and just be with him. So if you need healing, grab onto him and say, Jesus, heal me. You healed all the other people. I know you'll heal me too.
Yeah.
I'm no less your child. I'm no less belonging to your time than anybody else. He said, go back to my time. He said that in Hanai. I see time all at one glance. So you can be with me in the Gospels. Just be there. Talk to me and put yourself with John the Baptist, with Mary Magdalene, with his apostles, with his mother, with everybody. Just be there. You can be family there too. And just use your imagination. He gave us imagination. And use it to be with him. And you can go back in his time. For real.
Okay,
for real. For real.
That was cool. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you, Pat. Roman just told me to put on a song. I'm going to put on a healing song.
Yeah.
So let's do Keith, I just want to tell you what I'm feeling right now for you in my heart. Like, I just have this intense desire, like really intense, to see you healed. Like, I feel like I'm just going to explode if you don't get healed today. So I didn't make that up. I know that's the Lord. So I'm looking forward to being completely healed, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you, Judy. Thank you, everybody. It means the world to me.
I'm feeling the Lord. You guys, if you're on the line, go ahead and make it messy, speak in tongues, and do whatever. I'm going to do that right now. I feel like the Lord wants to do something.
Yeah. Yep. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Donna, do your thing, Donna. Do your praising thing. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Praise you, God.
Take authority over every sickness and pain in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I take authority over sickness and pain, and I command you to be gone. I drive you out of Keith's body in the name of Jesus and by the authority and power of Jesus Christ. Drive that pain out.
In Jesus' name. Completely healed from the top to the bottom. 100%. Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In the name above all names.
Name
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Spirit in the sky. Spirit, come to get us.
Yeah, Pat. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. I feel really good, everyone. I feel really, really good.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Roman wants to know how you're feeling, Keith, my dear.
I feel really good. My energy feels really light. I feel really good.
Amen.
It feels like that body. Clear energy in my body, like a clearness, you know? So we can go to the next person, Judy, or whatever you want to do next.
Okay. Raina, I know one.
Okay, so now Roman says we want to thank God for healing Keith. So, Lord, thank you so much. As a
thank
church
you,
body, we just thank you for healing.
Yes.
Love you, God. Love you. We love you, Keith, and we're so blessed to have Keith. I mean, you know, he's just a of God's goodness and gold to all of us here at this church, and he helps anyone that needs help. He's just a blessing. Also, because of his sickness, he's had to live, you know, pretty tight. So he does have a PayPal button on his channel. If anybody wants to put the link in the chat room, you can visit Keith on YouTube and give to him. Even if it's just $20, it helps, you know. His health has impaired him, and if everyone just helps a little, it's a blessing. So if that's on your heart to do that, you've been asking the Lord, I want to give a little bit here and there, feel free to do that for Keith. I know Red X was really blessed the other day, and she's doing good now. She's set. So she's, like,
right
happy. So, but, yeah, anyway. Okay, well, we're going to do Raina next. So, Roman, go ahead and
Raina,
lead us out on Raina. And, Raina, can you put in the chat room what the issues are, please?
She said something like anemia, her thyroid, stomach issues from anemia. Rewrite it in chat, Raina, what you need healed by the girl.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thanks for reading that, Tommy, because some of us are not at the computer. Thanks for reading that.
So, I mean, anemia, thyroid, and fibroid.
Wow.
Oh, good. Those will be easy to heal. Jesus heals those very easily.
Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over anemia.
Yep.
Just do the same as the other. So, Roman just said... Roman said, I'm just going to do the same. We're going to do the same with Raina as we did with everyone else. We're just going to all pray and agree, and then we're going to go ahead and play a worship song and then thank Jesus. So that's kind of how we're doing it here, okay?
Perfect.
Okay, anemia, thyroid, fibroid, and high blood pressure.
Okay.
And if you forget all that, just say everything healed in Jesus' name.
Right. Yeah. Whole body healing.
Yeah, exactly. I'll pray, Lord, grant it. Lord, we ask you, Jesus, so we know that you're standing right in front of us. We know we're even though we're not in biblical times, we're in modern times, but we put ourselves back in that same time frame that Pat was talking about. Jesus, we know that you're standing right before us, and we're crowded around, and we're all very excited. We want to get close and touch you, Lord. We want to touch you so we have all kinds of healings and anointings and everything on us, and we know, Lord, we're just so excited to be there. We just know that this is our time, all of us. And Raina is here, Lord, and we push Raina in front of us, and we push her towards you because we know she's going to touch your garment, Lord, and she touches it, and that's it. She's healed. Everything. All these problems are just nothing. They just fall off, Lord. And we know, Jesus, you have that big smile on your face, and you're our Lord, and we're seeing you before our eyes, and we're so, so blessed by that. We're so excited. We're so excited. And we thank you for that. And we celebrate her healing. We're jumping up and down, and we're so thankful, Lord, that she's healed, and she feels great, and she will feel great, and she will be healed from here on, and she'll have no more problems, and she'll go back to her normal life and just normal things, and thanking you, Lord, and we thank you for that. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We thank you, Jesus. You're our healer. We know you. That's all you do most of the time is heal, all the time. We thank you. Raina thanks you, Jesus, and she's happy, and we all agree that she's healed. Amen.
Amen.
I agree.
306.
Barbara.
Who's it?
Barbara.
Oh, hi,
Barbara.
Glad you're here, Barbara.
Thanks. I've been here before. I'm playing catch up though because I can't get onto the internet at the time that the show starts. So I sort of just caught up when Keith was being healed. That's when I came in.
So you just want to listen to the show on the phone? I'll leave you.
I can Barbara, listen to the phone. No, don't mute me. If you're still going to do healing, then I'll just be listening and be quiet. And if you want me to
do
to
pray for Raina,
then I'll tell you why I called.
Pray for Raina.
To pray for Raina.
Oh, okay, yes. So Barbara, we really want to know why you call. We're so excited to hear it. We're going to just finish praying for Raina. She's the last person we're praying for healing. So yeah, I'll keep you unmuted. Some people just like to call in and listen, but I won't mute you. And then when we're done praying for Raina, then you can share with us. I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to share. And also, if you have a prayer for Raina, feel free. Everyone on the line is unmuted and can have a prayer for Raina. Okay? So there we have it.
So in Jesus' name, we just lift up Raina to you. Thank you, Jesus, for Raina, our sister Raina. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We just ask you to lay your healing hands upon Raina now. And thank you that Raina is healed from the top of her head to the tips of her toes because of you, Lord Jesus, because of your stripes, your bloodshed on the cross, because of your body being broken and taking upon all of our sick disease and infirmities on your body, Lord Jesus. We thank you that Raina is healed from the top of her head to the tips of her toes, all cells perfectly aligned in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in your name, Lord Jesus, you are the great healer. For you say, where two or more are gathered in your name, it is so. So we all agree in Jesus' name that Raina is healed because of you, Lord Jesus, because of you, your ultimate price you paid for us, because you love us so much and you love Raina so much that you don't want her sick, unhealthy, because by your stripes she is healed. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Raina. And you say, in your name, lay your hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. So thank you, Jesus. We're laying our hands upon Raina, and that she shall recover in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, thank you, Raina. Thank you, Jesus, that Raina is healed. Thank you, Jesus, by your stripes, Lord Jesus. Raina is healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Raina is healed. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Raina is healed. In Jesus' name, Raina is healed. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Raina. Thank you. You are amazing. We love you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. We worship you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we are healed. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we throw the fire, the healing fire of the Holy Spirit upon Raina, and that she is healed. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you. In Jesus' name. I pray in
Jesus, hold your beautiful bride in your arms and just let your healing love and power flow all through her, healing every part of her. Enemy of our salvation, we command you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to leave Raina alone, our sister. Get away from her in the name of Jesus, and don't you dare return. Jesus, we cover Raina with your precious blood and holy wounds, my love, that you give her peace and healing. Give her peace and healing and strength. Take everything out of her that shouldn't be there, Lord God. Jesus, we pray in your most powerful name, the name above all names. Amen and amen. Alleluia, alleluia.
And hey, Katie. Katie, are you done with class?
I'm here, yes.
Hi, Katie.
Yeah, we're having a healing night. First we pray for saying anything, and now we're just for Raina to be healed, and it's a pretty powerful service. And then Barbara's going to share with us what's on her heart. But good to have you. Glad you're here.
Thank you. What else did you say? I don't know if I heard you.
Oh, we're praying for Raina to be healed right now, and Roman is leading us on how to do it. He wants us to all. We're going to do a song, and then we're going to. We're just thanking God and agreeing for Raina's. That's it. So,
cool.
Yep. Good night. Good night.
Yes, Lugo.
Oh. I just got back. I had to go mow the lawn, and I came back, and it was like silence.
Praying for Raina healing.
It's not time for you to dance without music.
Okay, well, thank you, Jesus. We agree that Raina is 100% healed by your stripes. So we love you, God, and thank you so much.
Yes, we agree.
Let's see. Barbara, I think I remember when you talked last time, it was really, really wonderful on restoration, I think, and forgiveness or something like that. But go ahead and share. It was really powerful. I remember. So we're so happy you called in. Go ahead and share.
Thanks. The last time I called in, I was talking about reconciliation.
That's there it is.
So I listen, but I don't usually listen in real time because the time doesn't work for me from when I get home and stuff. And I find sometimes I wish I could contribute, but I can't because I'm listening and actually everybody's all gone off and doing what else they're doing in their lives because I'm the only one that's, you know, on the radio or at the radio. So I was listening yesterday and I thought you need to call, so I'm calling. And I wanted to talk about just a couple of things. Yesterday, you guys were all talking about Judas, and I've thought about Judas a whole bunch of times. And so I thought about Judas quite a bit today. And the other thing that I think is kind of interesting is that you're talking about healing, and I spent all last week at a conference on healing. And, you know, healing, it has a lot of layers to it also. So there's probably not enough time to talk about it. So let's talk about Judas first. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I always wondered about Judas because his religious philosophy, like, you know, all of these different men that were around Jesus, that some of them were religious and some of them were, you know, at different levels within, you know, the Jewish faith. Judas was a part of a group called the Zealots, and I'm sure lots of you already know that, but what the Zealots' goal really was, what they wanted was an earthly kingdom. They didn't want a spiritual kingdom. They wanted an earthly kingdom. And I always wondered if when Judas handed Jesus over, when he betrayed him, what he was really after was he was trying to force Jesus' hand to come down off the cross, to create, you know, kick some Roman butt and create a real physical earthly kingdom, because that would sort of line up with really what the Jewish nation wanted all along. I mean, Israel always wanted a king. They wanted an earthly kingdom. They didn't want, you know, a spiritual kingdom. And so when Judas did that, I always thought he had no idea what was going to happen or how that was going to play out. And I compared that sometimes to Nebuchadnezzar, because God uses unholy people to accomplish his will just as much as he uses holy people. And so I always thought Judas must have felt super horrible, because he knew who Jesus was. He knew Jesus was the Son of God. He knew he was the Messiah. He just didn't understand what the mission was. And if Judas hadn't betrayed Jesus, you know, where would we get our salvation? So when we receive our salvation, we receive it because we have a repentant heart and we acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God who died for our sins. And so under grace, Judas, with a repentant heart, knowing what he did, he probably could have been, he could have been saved. And like Judy said, well, we'll find out in a blink. Well, I listened in the car to this Johnny Cash New King James Version, which, you know, I don't want to, like, plug a bookstore or anything, but everybody should do this because it's just fantastic. And Jesus actually said, in Matthew, he said, it would have been better for Judas to never have been born. And I thought, well, gee, that doesn't bode well for his salvation. But he did die with a repentant heart, knowing who Christ was under grace. So I don't know, but I thought I'd put that out there. Even Jesus felt sorry for Judas.
Thank you.
And the other thing about healing, last week I spent a lot of time working on a conference for healing, and it was facilitator training, actually. And one of the things that happens is if you're going to be a facilitator of healing groups and healing therapy, you really have to be healed yourself. And so if there's anything that's left unfinished or left undone, you have to address that. And sometimes it's hard to address that, and I thought that really paralleled my walk. You know, there's things in my life that aren't the way I wish they were, that things that I do that I wish I didn't do, betrayals, things that, you know, just, like, I'm not this super sinner that goes out there and does horrible, horrible things all day long, but I'm certainly a sinner. And so I thought, as we walk, even this close to the end, as we walk, we still have things we have to take to God, and there's still things that we have to do. And part of healing is being able to forgive ourselves. I mean, God can forgive us, but it's really hard to forgive ourselves, and I don't know that anybody teaches us how to forgive ourselves. So someday when there's more time, we can have a talk about that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Amen, Barbara.
Amen.
I have an answer for receiving God's love, and I just can't talk enough about that because he pretty much clobbered me with his love after 28 years and all my questions,
and all my struggles, it all, the one answer was love. Receiving his love is the only way to forgive ourselves, and it's the only way to, it's just to receive his love in everything we are, in our sins especially, because that's where I found his love the most. And to me, that is the answer in forgiving yourself, is receiving his love and not focusing on your sin issue, but focus on what he says about you, and then you get transformed. But when you focus on, you know, that, you, what you focus on, you empower. And when you focus on Jesus and receive his love for you, that's empowered in you. And then the sin issue, it fades. It goes away. I'm a testimony to that. And in my life, that's how it works for me. But let's see. We have 10 minutes left. Does Katie have some current news for us? I noticed she's here. Katie's here. Oh, nope, she dropped.
Oh, yeah,
Barbara, share anything else, Barbara? It's so nice to have you call. I know you don't always get to call, so.
I'm really just happy to be here. I can't call so often. I live in Canada, and I have to pay for my long distance, and the hours don't work very well for me, so I'm just really happy to be here. I'll just be quiet.
Thank you for being with us.
Pat, could you read one of your little things for us?
Oh, sure, I can.
We don't
have time. I had a message and stuff, but we're doing healing. Tomorrow morning I'll give you something that he gave me today, but
read from?
And I, yes.
That's our favorite.
Yeah, sure. Okay. He says, consider me. What, dear?
I was going to say, you have news. It sounds like you have news to talk about, too.
You wouldn't believe. They're recalling 47,000 of some kind of Mazdas because spiders can get in the engine and build a web and cause the car to blow up. So, I mean, if that isn't a crazy thing happening today, I don't know what is, you know.
Well,
and then there's all kinds of there's a sinkhole swallows a house, and there's another thing with flooding everywhere in Mississippi and it's like, it's just so much stuff. Jordan King Abdullah visits the Pope at the Vatican. I mean, I don't know what's with all this visiting stuff. And massive madness, militants murder Iraq and Afghanistan. Banker number 28 or 7 is dead.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just,
yeah.
It goes on.
He was
let
murdered.
Me read you he and I. Yeah, that just goes on and on. But God told us it would be this way. So this is.
And
this
I think Kerry basically is blaming Israel for the peace treaty not going through as well. That was last.
Well, that's going to be a mess. We know that. I mean, that's never going to go right because nobody's being true to anything, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody's considering what God wants, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So here from he and I, he says, Jesus says, consider me. I have so many faces. A man, this is so sweet. A man, as you know, has his sadnesses and his joys in the little events of the earth. A man, God, is the same, but his look is longer because it is eternal, and his heart is multiple because it holds all of yours within it. And this is not at all figurative, my child. I really carry each soul in me, enfolding it in such all-encompassing love. You don't see that I'm carrying you, and you don't know that all-encompassing love, yet the sufferings of my passion are the proof. Take a long look at my life, full of pain. You have the time. You can think about it a little, can't you? This would be like the soft cloth that Veronica held out to me. With one hand, I placed it on my face, leaving the imprint of my features on it. That's what I'll do with your mind when you offer it to me. I'll print my own upon it so that you may give it to others, and in this way, all this treasure in you will enrich your brothers too. The more you give, the more I give. He says that, and you will then see my joyous face. When the apostles came back happy to give me an account of their mission and said such things as, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, or to whom, Lord, shall we go? My joy was great. And when hearts are transformed so that they humble themselves before me, adore my happy face. During the day, think about the lights and the shadows that passed over my features in my own days on earth. Adore them. Keep watch for the feelings of your great friend. When the dogs say amen. Oh, dear.
I saw some crazy video today. Oh, go ahead.
Final countdown.
Oh, please. Oh, here we go.
I hear it, Judy.
It's 8:24, just right now. I'll read what I have tomorrow that was personal, because I'll do it in the morning.
Can I ask a question?
Oh.
Hello.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Sorry, guys. I just wanted to say the Lord is coming. He founded his rapture-centric church on the fact that he's coming today. We believe it, and
yes.
We love the Lord. And I know some people, they can't call into the show, but I want to give my number out, 408-561-3689, because one of the things we've been doing lately is having, like, 3- and 4-way calls with people that can't call into the show that want to get a healing. So feel free to call if you want a call with a few people at the church that can love on you and pray for you and be a friend to you. Anyway, see you guys in the air today. I hope there's no service in the morning. Come!
I'm getting it, Lord.
Love Jesus. Love you all.
Love you all. Love you, Pat. Love you, Judy.
Welcome to stay in chat and fellowship with people. Chat is open till like for another 7 hours, and there's a lot of people that give out their phone numbers here if you just need encouragement. We love you guys. Yay!
Love coming. You, everybody. Love you, Jesus. I we're going home.
Yeah.
Lord, take us home. Take us home right now, Father God. Love
Amen.
You, Pat.
Amen. Love you, sweetheart.
Love
everybody.
You,